So the topic is called as the Earth Hour, right?
Yes.
So what does it say actually? Means what it tries to point out? Google. Okay. Can you justify why the title is given Earth Hour?
Sir,
the title Earth Hour is fit to this particular topic as it takes to the movement's central action, right? It encourages people globally to turn off lights, Earth Hour. To turn off lights for 1 hour to reduce power consumptions and reflect on their energy usage, right? The symbolic hour of darkness, the topic where it is given, hour of darkness, that represents what? A commitment. Commitment as a call to action. It means we need to take the action for individuals to consider their impact on the planet. So the title Earth Hour effectively expresses what? Both the simplicity of the gesture and its global importance. So, and it also emphasizes what you can say collective moment of harness, right? Like together we will create the harness or impact of harness, a moment of harness by choosing what? An accessible and straightforward idea. And therefore you can say that what the title is justified. Even the movement becomes more on what? Relatable, right? So it encourages what? Huge participation and promoting unity in the effort to address climate change. Beside that, the title also therefore justify reflects the campaign's goals.
Like we all celebrated the World Earth Day, so that day we also do the same thing. So why the means you can say WWF or you can say Earth Hour was introduced to the human beings?
Worldwide Fund, no?
Yes, sir.
Why it is used for? For making the environment as well as the earth safe.
Yes, sir, but at the World Earth Day we also do the same thing.
We have also Daughter's Day and also Mother's Day.
Yes, sir.
But all are happening for the female or not? Names are different.
Yeah, also Women's Day.
Yes, Women Empowerment Day.
Women Empowerment Day.
So, the title therefore you can say justify reflects the campaign's goals of, sparkling awareness. And this initiation... this initiating what the environmental conversations and inspiring what a long term sustainable behavior beyond the hour itself, right? Now if we go for the question that has been asked here, what do you think your life would have been like if there was no electricity? So, what do you think your life would have been like if there was no electricity? One of the example, if there is no electricity, what would be the life? So, you can say that what if there were no electricity, what happened? Now, life as we know, it would be completely different, vastly different. Our daily routines, work and entertainment, that would be impacted in significant ways, isn't it? So, we would rely on natural resources like sunlight for visibility during the day and candles or oil lamps for lightening at night. Communication would also change drastically. We do the over the phone. So, as we would lack electronic devices such as phones, computers and the internet, it would create the impact. Our methods of transportation, that would also become slower. No electrical vehicle would come, or electric powered trains, cars and other vehicles, that would not exist also, right? So many industries which depend on electricity to operate machinery, so they would have to function manually, right? Reducing productivity and making task more, you know, labor intensive. Labor intensive means excessive labor will be used. And in essence, a life without electricity would what? Now slow down. Isn't it? Slow down the pace of modern life, making even basic tasks more challenging and also reducing the overall quality of life. Isn't it? So, and what the second question it asks, find out any two resources used to generate electricity. Right? So, if you talk about the two resources that used to generate electricity, what are they? One is called as a fossil fuels. Right. Another one is called as a hydropower.
Hydroelectricity.
Yes. So how fossil fuels? Fossil fuels like coal, natural gas, oil. Right. Coal, natural gas, oil. They are primary resources of what? Or primary sources of electricity generation. Right. They are burned in power plants. Why they are burned in power plant? To produce steam. Isn't it? So which drives turbines? What does it do? It drives per turbines that generate electricity, while effective fossil fuels releases what? Release greenhouse gases. Isn't it? And they are contributing to what? Global warming and air pollution. So what do you think that if we are using fossil fuels that called as a coal, natural gas and oil, so what they do? Now they are effective. They are helping, but at the same time, fossil fuel release what? Greenhouse gases. And these greenhouse gases contributing to what? Global warming and air pollution. Second is called as a hydropower. Right? When we talk about hydropower, hydropower uses for what? Now flowing of, you can say that falling water.
Falling water to
spin turbines.
Yes, sir.
So when they spin turbines, they generate electricity. And dams and rivers are common in a hydropower sources, and they make it a renewable and environmentally friendly option, though it can impact ecosystems if not carefully managed.
Right.
So did you get the point?
Yes, sir.
Now let's say that what this topic is trying to tell us. So if you look into this particular topic, Arthar, what is that? It is an an essay,
yes.
Right? It is an essay, and this topic is an annual environment movement organized by the whom? By the Worldwide Fund for Nature, right? So, and it happens in a year, originating in Australia, and that held on the last Saturday of March. So, and what does it do? It encourages. It encourages whom? People. Why does it encourage people? And what does it encourage to people? It encourages people to switch off lights. Switch off lights for an hour. Right. So, and aiming to raise awareness about the, you know, huge effect or a bad effect, adverse effects of excessive energy consumptions and greenhouse gas emissions on Earth's climate. Right. Now, so we need to understand that. Means what is the main purpose of Worldwide Fund, right? So the main purpose is called as aiming to raise awareness, called as spread the awareness among the people, to make the people know about the means a bad effect, adverse effects of excessive energy consumptions and the greenhouse gas emissions on Earth's climate, isn't it? So since it's a beginning, when did it begin? Its inception in 2007. Right. So Arthar has grown into a global campaign, uniting millions across the world. Right.
Yes.
So through initiatives like promoting renewable energy sources, right, and creating protected areas, Arthar highlights what? Arthar highlights the importance of responsible energy usage, right? So, and what does it do? It mitigate means reduce. So it mitigate or reduce climate change. However, so we can find out that despite its global impact, right, despite its global impact means what? Whose global impact? Earth Hour. Right. So despite its global impact, you can find out that critics, yes, they argue that what Earth Hour is nothing but a symbolic gesture. Symbolic gesture is insufficient to, you can say that, insufficient to drive meaningful change. So maybe it is putting an impact, but it doesn't indicate like what there many some kind of a change, right? So leveling it as a what a short lived. It is for a short period of time, right? And a feel good event that lacks substantial results, isn't it? So, however, you can find out that Earth Hour, the topic or the essay, continues to inspire whom? Continues to inspire global, you can say that global participation. So, global participation means what? Other countries to get participation and encourage environmental awareness, right? So, that is what the nothing but the main thought of the text. If you talk about that, or that's what you can say, the short information of the brief description given in that text. So, but if you talk about the main idea, what is the main idea? So, you can find out that the main idea of the text is that what is to describe the purpose, right? So, describe the purpose, global impact, and also criticisms of the Earth Hour movement, isn't it? And it highlights what? It highlights how the symbolic act of turning off lights for an hour, right? Lights for an hour, and that is intended for the sake of what? That is intended, you can say that, to spread awareness about the environmental harm caused by whom? Excessive energy consumption, and also you can say that reliance on fossil fuel. Reliance means depends upon on fossil fuels, encouraging people to what? To adopt core sustainable practices, isn't it? So what's main goal is? Main goal is called as we supposed to use very less amount of energy, right? So that's what is the main goal of this text. If I talk about more information, the text actually provides a well-rounded view of Earth Hour, and covering both. You can say that the text covers what? Both its achievements, right? And also its imitations. Imitations means copy. Right? So, even not only imitation, but also limitations.
Yes.
Imitations, limitations, and achievements. Limitation is called as for a short period of time or limited. Whereas, imitation is called as a copy. And achievements is called as what kind of a achievement it has done, right? So on the positive side, Earth Hour has played an important role in rising global awareness about climate change and also environmental responsibility, inspiring people to do what? Inspiring people to consider their energy, right? Energy use and also its impact on the planet, right? So that the particular text gives concrete examples of the movement's influence, including projects like reforestation. We know that afforestation, deforestation, forest, and also reforestation. What do you mean by afforestation, reforestation, deforestation? Deforestation is called as a degrading, right? And afforestation is
growing the trees.
And if you talk about that,
reforestation, so
reforestation in Uganda.
So this that means reforestation and afforestation is same or same
thing? Afforestation is called as a save the forest.
Yeah, but at the afforestation, we also grow the trees.
Afforestation, it is known as a means saving.
Saving the tree and growing.
It doesn't say that growing. Even if you grow, so it means, let's say that this place, once it has covered with the forest. So, you decided to grow it again, to make it again.
That is a reflexes.
Okay. So, in that case, you can point out what reforestation in Uganda, distribution of wood serving stoves in Madagascar, right, and the establishment of protected marine areas in Argentina.
Yes.
Right. So, which demonstrate Earth Hour's tangible contribution beyond not mere symbolism. So, however, the text also includes what valid criticism of Earth Hour.
Yes.
So, critics argue that a single hour of reduced power consumption that does nothing to, you know, offset the extensive environmental damage that is caused by continuous dependence on fossil fuels. Some view it as an anti-technology movement, right, and associating darkness with regression. So you also feel like what the feel-good nature of the event, where participants may view their involvement as a one-time guilt-clearing gesture, and raises question about the movement's effectiveness in promoting plastic behavioral change. Moreover, you can say that unintended consequences, right, such as increased emissions from paraffin candle, you know, so that usage of vehicle travel to events somewhat weakening its environmental message. Or in conclusion, you can say that what Earth Hour is an impactful movement. Earth Hour is an impactful movement that serves as a beginning point for awareness and dialogue on climate action. However, the text suggests that a shift toward year-round sustainable practices and deeper societal changes is essential to achieve the movement's larger environmental goals. While Earth Hour's limitations are clear, its continued relevance lies in inspiring individuals to reflect on their ecological footprint and to take more consistent, right, responsible actions for the environment. Isn't it? So this is what you would find out the whole idea behind the Earth Hour topic. So it is an essay, and this essay justifies that what are the contribution that we do that we make for the earth, and what kind of outcome we receive, and what we supposed to do that, right?
Yes.
That is what afforestation, deforestation, reforestation. Understood this? Shall I go through the whole chapter?
No, sir. Means from the